I'm Marco Werman, and this is The World, a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH Boston. The federal rescue plan for Wall Street seemed to be well-received today. Stock prices went up across the globe. Most analysts said it was a good thing that the U.S. government is planning to buy hundreds of billions of dollars of bad debt from banks. The idea got some traction on the campaign trail, too. Speaking in Florida, Democratic presidential hopeful Barack Obama seemed to approve.
What we're looking at right now is to provide the Treasury and the Federal Reserve with as broad authority as is necessary to stabilize markets and to maintain credit. We also need a more institutional response to create a system that can manage some of the underlying problems with bad mortgages, help homeowners stay in their homes, protect the retirement and savings of working Americans.
Obama cautioned, however, that taxpayer money should not be used to bail out CEOs who made bad business decisions. On the other side, Republican nominee John McCain made it clear he doesn't like bailouts, period.
With billions of dollars in public money at stake, it will not do to keep making it up as we go along. Finally, the Federal Reserve should get back to its core business of responsibly managing our money supply and inflation. It needs to get out of the business of bailouts. The Fed needs to return to protecting the purchasing power of the dollar.
That was Senator McCain speaking in Wisconsin earlier today. The crisis on Wall Street has put both presidential candidates on the spot. Observers around the globe are scrutinizing their every word for clues as to what each candidate would do once in office. One keen observer is Bernard-Henri Lévy. He's French, he's a philosopher, and he's what's known as a public intellectual. That means he writes and talks about almost anything. Bernard-Henri Lévy's latest book is called Left in Dark Times, A Stand Against the New Barbarism. Bernard-Henri Lévy, welcome. Thank you for
joining
us.
Thank you.
As a philosopher and a leftist one, according to American standards anyway, I'd like you to look at each of the candidates in kind of a dispassionate way, if you could, and put them through the French cultural filter for us. What do the French get about each candidate, and what doesn't just translate for the French? So let's start with Senator John McCain, who said today that the U.S. government should get out of the business of bailing out companies in the midst of this global economic crisis. Now, the French are more comfortable with the socialist model, at least they have been until recently, where the government is active in that way. What do you think of McCain's statement, given all the dire economic news this week?
Let's forget France 1 minute. It is obvious, it's a fact, that without the strong intervention of the state, of the federal state, in the last days and the last weeks, America would be another Argentina. That is just a fact. Maybe Mr. McCain does not know enough economics to understand that, but it is a fact. If the federal government did not have overnight decided to save AIG, if the big Fannie and Freddie were not saved in the same way and state-owned today, you would be in America in a total bankruptcy. So it's not a matter of socialism. Socialism is something else. Free market is the only way of ruling a modern economy. But free market supposes some rules, some regulations, some precautions, and I would say in a dispassionate way that Barack Obama seems to me in the best position to think that and to react to this situation.
So we'll get to Barack Obama in a second, but do you think if you were to walk down the streets of Paris that a lot of French would see McCain as not really kind of plugged into the economic realities?
A lot of Americans, again, let's forget about the lot of French. For Americans themselves, the track record of John McCain, the track record of Sarah Palin, and their last declarations plead against them. They are ill-equipped to rule an economy in these dark times which you are facing, you American guys.
But you say a lot of Americans, but in fact the polls are very even, so it's definitely not a vast majority of Americans.
Okay, but the polls are even. The people, American, like European, like French, we can be wrong. We people can be wrong. We can be blind to our own interest. I'm definitely convinced that there is not a devil and an angel. John McCain is a great guy, a veteran, a hero, and I agree with that. I just know that the problem being what it is today, this incredible speculation, all this terrible crisis in which you are, the ideology, the methodology of John McCain is just inappropriate.
What do the French think about John McCain? I mean, how do they view him as a kind of personality?
They view him as an American hero, as a good guy who was against some of the worst decisions of George W. Bush. We know in France that John Kerry thought once even to have him in his ticket as a vice president. So John McCain is okay. He is not the worst Republican which can be conceived. He is just inappropriate, ill-equipped for the task. I think that the question is not only the man, is not only the personal virtues, is not only the military track record, it is also the intellectual, mental, conceptual equipment being able or not to face a certain situation. America is going to face some real problems today, which are not the problems only of America, but the problems of the world, because you are the biggest and the most powerful economy of the world.
You sincerely believe that the United States is still the most powerful economy in the world, even after this week?
I think so. Russia is in a disastrous situation already. Do you know that the demography of Russia, for example, is the demography of a third world country? China is a rising power, but is not yet a stabilized economical power. India, the same. And Europe is, of course, a real center of economic power, but so ill and so weak on political terms that Europe cannot compete. So America is, of course, from far the number one. And I would add that the speed of the reaction, the plasticity of the American system, the way in which so many people in this country change their mind about what we're talking about, regulation or not regulation, is a good sign, is a sign of health of this country and of this economy.
And so the fact that Senator Barack Obama favors more regulation, you like that?
The question is not to know if I like or not. The question is to say that how to get out of these dark times where we are. If we leave the free market alone, if we leave the speculators making the law, if we leave the hedge funds and the most sophisticated financial products to replace the real value, then the American economy will go to the abyss. That's the only problem. And Barack Obama, his idea about regulation, his idea about a certain role of the state is not bad for that. What I would like, by the way, is that Barack Obama go to the end of the road, which means state in order to save AIG, state in order to save maybe tomorrow Morgan Stanley, but also state in order to give a health insurance and a minima income to the poorest among the poorest. This is also the task of a state.
Bernard-Henri Lévy, your latest book is called Left in Dark Times, A Stand Against the New Barbarism. Thank you very much for coming by the studios.
Thanks to you.